It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Look, it's hard to evaluate these potential draft prospects. And I'm not talking about their talent. That's on tape. You want to know how strong they are? Go watch the combine tape. Mike, I'm talking about the other intangible things. As we had a gentleman was talking to us, and we had been going through a mock draft, and I want you to kind of go back through this with us, but we were talking about James Pierce out of Tennessee. Just, you know, again, he's one of many. But, you know, when you talk about his size and his production over the last few years, he's a dude.
Right.
But yet the profile, as far as what you've seen publicly – when it comes to how he's being rated or at least talked about, and maybe this is not the way it is, again, on draft boards around the league, but it's been, you know, pushed down. And then we had a guy respond and say, hey, fellas, look, I'm a Tennessee fan. Let me tell you what I know. And we get this all the time, whether it's Auburn, you know, it doesn't matter, Alabama. Right. And he's basically saying, hey, I'm not buying into some of the narratives that are being said. Mike, I think this is the hardest thing because when you draft a guy, we've seen it, the thing we don't know is the other stuff, okay? We drafted a guy out of Clemson. Not going to mention any names. Had all the intangibles. Had all the stuff that you want, Mike. The body, the strength, the numbers in college. And then 3 years into his career, we realize he really didn't love it. Right. And that's what you just don't know. And even when you're investing in these high draft picks, so when we talk about some of these guys on the edge, whether if it's an offensive lineman, this is the hard part that they have to figure out.
Now, we, and it's a unique situation, we had access to the teams because our team coached the Senior Bowl, and that's how Rashid Hageman got on the Falcons, you know, radar. And if you go back, just give you an example, looking at, you know, strengths, long, well-proportioned, yeah, I mean, the prototypical guy you'd like on defensive line, Rashid Hageman.
He was he's so big.
Weaknesses, getting down to the bottom, does not dominate single blocking, needs more blah, blah, blah. Okay, again, another important stuff. Could require some coaching. Motivation and coachability should be examined more closely.
Uh-oh.
This goes back, and how many times, you know, I remember literally laughing because Brian Cox wearing him out. Because it became a thing on Hard Knocks that this guy just was, you know, you could not seem to get him to do the things you needed him to do. And so that's where we drafted him in the second round. He was the fifth pick. So basically, he was the 37th player taken in the NFL draft that year. That's kind of like where Rook is, too, by the way.
It is. And, you know, it also, he falls.
And Rook doesn't have that discipline. I'm just saying there's expectations when you're drafted that high.
Oh, when you're taken that high, there's no doubt. But it gets back to another guy, Mike, that we took. And when we took him, we were like, holy crap, this guy's going to wreck shop. Tack McKinley.
Right.
Tack McKinley, you know, again, coming out of, I think it was UCLA at the time, Mike. You know, it's one of those deals. We took him, in 2017, and you're like, woo.
Jeff Ulbrich was the guy sort of pimping him for the pick.
Never really panned out. I mean, how many sacks did this guy have? Six sacks in 17, seven in 18. It just never felt the same. And then even as his career went on, one sack, two sacks.
Right.
He's been in Cleveland, been with the Rams. He was with the Jets last year. The point is, guys, sometimes that's the part you don't know. And remember, this is a guy that brought a picture of his grandmama up on stage and said, I do it for her.
You and I were on Twitter that night going, hey, you know what? Maybe this guy's a little cuckoo. I could use a little, you know, Back Bay Oakland toughness here on this defense. The comp to Tack McKinley was Tamba Ali.
Ooh.
Remember the Chiefs?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day? But it just didn't pan out. And they also kind of learned they're going to have to cut bait on him sooner after the whole situation they went through with Vic Beasley.
Vic Beasley.
And they remember they picked up Vic's fifth-year option. They didn't do that with Tack.
Yeah. And I didn't mention Vic because I know, the fact is, we know what this is. I'm using this as an example.
Right. And
to
Vic's
say,
a good dude, and he popped for a year, just never sustained it.
But Mike, with that ability, he should have been in the league 10 years. Like, seriously, right? Should have been one of the dominant pass rushers in the league for at least 4 or 5 years, and it just didn't play out that way. And then, you know, that's why some people say, hey, what he did in 16 was a fluke, because we never saw it again.
15 and a half sacks, five in the seven. I thought the 17 defense was so much better. That was a year they really did step up. And then five more sacks. And then in 2019, the year that I said, if he gets 10, I'll get a tattoo of his face on my butt.
You did say that.
Came close. It was eight. So, I mean, I will say this,
though. You were nervous.
37 and a half sacks in 6 years, you know, that we could do a lot worse when you consider where we are now and how anemic our pass rush has been the last 5 years.
Well, that's true. 404-726-0929. My point is, Atlanta, is that when we talk about these prospects, this is the hardest part. And we're not even drafting a quarterback this year, right?
Right. Right.
Right.
Well,
I'm just saying.
You're going to have to get a quarterback once we get,
what?
I'm trying to be cool with Kirk Cousins. No, I was going to say.
Oh, it's too late.
Mr. Freaking Big Mouth.
Okay.
Get off the books. Then we'll be able to, again,
go get a backup.
A lesser, Joe Milton got traded for the Cowboys from New England. He went with a seventh rounder for a fifth rounder, and people are automatically resuscitating the Dak Prescott trade rumors. That's not the case. But Joe Milton is a nice backup, considering what he did when he finally got to play for the Patriots last year. He was actually pretty good when Drake May went down.
Well, he's got a big arm. He's a big dude. I mean, like, I do not dislike the idea of him being a backup and learning. But this is what I was saying, Mike, when everybody's like, well, what are we going to do when Cousins leave or if he leaves? We'll figure it out. Like, they'll go get somebody. I'm not concerned with that as much as I am with the other parts of the roster. But I just, I think when we get into these draft discussions, and we will a lot over the next few weeks, part of it will be, I want this guy, I want that guy. And I know many of you have hit us up. Dukes, I did my mock draft. Look at this. What do you think? And some of your mock drafts are absolutely amazing. My thing is, there weren't 30 other teams drafting against you and trying to maneuver and make moves. You were just manipulating the draft as you wanted it to be. And so that's why I see some of these drafts, Mike. Some of these mock drafts have every guy we want.
Right.
And that's
why I told Carl, I was laughing, because it's like almost like that commercial when they asked the girl, hey, how many apps do you have on your phone you're paying for? Apparently, I dropped $79 yesterday. I got binged on my American Express for Pro Football Focus. So I told Carl, well, I'm going to get some serious mock drafts going right now. But we did a mock draft earlier, and some guys think it's really good. Some guys don't know what to make of it, but they're not names you're going to know other than Mykel Williams. But I was able to trade down in the PFF thing. That was nerdy, but bear with me. If we could trade down in the second round, I found a trading partner with Green Bay. And then I was able to get some interior help with a guy named Shamar Turner from Texas A&M.
Big DT.
I got a dude named Mello Dotson from Texas.
Mello!
Yes, I did go for the name. We need a wide receiver depth, so it's a fourth rounder. I got a guy named Torrey Horton out of Colorado State. Another great name, O'Donnell Fortune out of South Carolina. He plays corner. So I backed up our corner depth. I backed our interior defensive line depth, and I picked up Smile Mundon on a throwaway pick in the seventh round.
So, yeah, Mike, that might be our approach. I'm not saying those exact players,
but
the approach is, listen, we need to add some depth. We need some more help defensively, obviously. Right. But part of this is, are you truly drafting three starters? And I asked Mike this yesterday. In this draft, you should be getting a starter in the first round. Regardless, that's got to be an impact guy at 15. If we stay there, even if it's 20 guys, that guy's got to be an impact guy. But, Mike, when you're telling me in the fourth round that's a guy you're going to rely on, we hardly saw a rookie class last year, and all these guys weren't hurt.
Right, but I don't think they can say it, although Coach did mention it down there at the owners' meetings, talking about looking forward to working with, and he gives you the laundry list of all the guys they've drafted. You know, D-Led, you know, he doesn't believe Troy Anderson can stay healthy, because when you play nine games
so
for 2 years.
So then we're drafting a linebacker.
Well, that's why I think you could get a linebacker. And I wouldn't, unless you feel that Troy's going to bounce back, because this is also kind of a prove-it year for Troy Anderson. You know, we're all kind of rolling around.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Guys, Rook, we believe in. Don't only saw a little bit of him, but you know they all believe in the power.
I do.
Braylon Trice.
I've been saying to you, Rook's right. Going to be fine. I know we had a limited sample space, but I do believe, and I said this the night he was drafted. Like a lot of people didn't see him at Clemson. He's a good player, man, and a lot of teams had him high on their boards.
Right, and then you get into if we do go offensive tackle, then you got to go get an impact. You know, then you can basically do anything you want. Then you're basically putting off the big edge pick till next year. And hoping you're getting production.
But is that going to satisfy our
appetite? No, of course not. But then you're hoping Braylon Trice in a rotation with Leonard Floyd and Ebikadi produces.
Yeah, right. That you feel like you have that covered.
Right. I don't know about that. But and by the way, you know, you could argue that if we go get Josh Simmons, if Kelvin Banks is there, you got your next Jake Matthews for a decade.
10 years, yeah.
And no one's going to like it. But you guys, I said it last segment. You've got to protect Michael Penix. Everything you did last year makes no sense if you don't protect Michael. If he's basically running for his life because Caleb McGarry can't nail down the blind side.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.